Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and having a great visit with our good friend Robert Brands. If you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can hear the things that Robert and I have talked about in the past visits about innovation and about a number of different things that you can find there. So you can find him there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, plus all of our other Brain Trust members, a couple thousand, the largest community of small business experts on the planet, right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and all the other things, articles, archives, the newsletter, the poll question. We ask a different question every week, and we want to know what you think. So check it out. Robert is with us. Robert Brands is the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find where the book site and also how you can find Robert's book. We're talking about innovation, Robert. We're talking about keeping it fresh and keeping it vibrant and creating a culture of innovation. One of the things that I've observed over the last few decades, Robert, has been the retirement, sometimes the early retirement, sometimes the premature retirement of the brain trust, the old heads, the people who know where the bodies are buried in a business. And we've got some generational stuff going on right now. Baby boomers are riding off into the sunset, and they're leaving departments and businesses with the younger folks, and they're taking with them a lot of knowledge, aren't they? That we don't need to lose.
They do indeed, and it's indeed a big challenge. And with a small company, which we were first talking about, it's a little bit easier because the original entrepreneur and owner is often still accessible. But also it's often less documented. But in the bigger organizations, you have a much greater issue going on with the whole wave of baby boomers retiring. I just recently did a brainstorm with the U.S. Navy over in their weapons development facility in China Lake, California, where they're dealing with hundreds of baby boomers retiring. And although there is knowledge and databases about projects they've done, there's so much knowledge of the baby boomers that is not documented. So you have to be creative and find ways how you keep that community engaged. And we talked about doing a happy hour or a monthly morning speech on a subject where you can have an exchange of the older knowledge base with the younger community.
I've got another idea, Robert. When you hire the young people to come in to work with the business, and they're either joining the baby boomers or they're replacing them. They're the replacement, and everybody's happy about that. You know, the baby boomers ready to ride off. You know, they're ready to go too. But it's maybe, you know, or maybe it's we know it's going to happen, but maybe not right away. You know, encourage the young people to, you know, okay, this person that you're going to be working with, whose place you'll ultimately be taking, is not as tech savvy as you. Maybe they're not as fast as you. They're not as hip as you are, but they know stuff that will help you be successful. In fact, it will help you survive in the marketplace. Don't miss the opportunity to recognize their contribution. Don't miss the opportunity to respect them for that and benefit from that. What do you think, Robert? Those kinds of words specifically.
Yeah, and especially one-on-one mentor situations. And maybe the word mentor is not the right one, but even if they got together once in a while. Because the challenge is not all real knowledge and know-how is documented. And I don't want to talk about situations where people said, oh, this is news, we've tried that, it didn't work. No, it's more about the small stuff that has been tested, validated, and proven out not to work just based on experience.
Right,
and that has to be carried over, and that's so important. And whether it's a small business or a very large, the one-on-one relationship will really help in that. But ultimately, we need to find some solutions with the larger organizations to have some active interaction, so that ultimately, within your smaller company, you can keep your innovation efforts sustainable. You know, you have all the factors of having a decent process, regular ideation, dear generation sessions, And you put it all together ultimately towards the net result and net reward that you want to provide to the company and to the employees.
Well, and your 10 imperatives, are part, that's part of your book, right?
Right, right. So we go from inspiration, where you just look at the great inspirational leaders, but also yourself in a small business. You need to be the driver, but you need to carry it over and pull in either your daughter or son who's going to take over, or the executives that you have on board. Through risk-taking, which we just talked about, you know, having ownership, accountability, but ultimately it's all about the value creation. You're really updating and
improving. When you say value creation, are we talking about value creation for the customer, value creation for the business? To me, the customer comes first. What do you think?
No, that's it. It's value creation for the customer, the perceived value. As you might remember, I used to be the CEO of that company that created those little foam pumps that create the instant foaming hand soap.
Right.
That was all in the value creation. The consumers, the customers wanted foam. They didn't want soap. They wanted foam. And that's where the value creation was. That's what you need to keep in mind. And as a quick tip, I would say, when is the last time you tried or experienced your own product or service?
Try that out, and you'll be
amazed how many new ideas will come up and how you can improve things.
Yeah, act like you've never seen your product or your company before and see how you turn around and prepare to be shocked. Maybe not just surprised, but maybe shocked. Hey, Robert, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Robert Brands, ladies and gentlemen, that's innovationcoach.com. Also, Robert's Rules of Innovation.com is his websites. And check out his book, too, when you get a chance. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.